Live from KQED News, I'm Annalise Finney. Oakland City Council is looking to patch up a $63 million hole in its next yearly budget. KQED's Brian Kranz reports.
In the last 5 years, the city has been spending more than it's been bringing in. Michael Forbes, who sits on the city's Budget Advisory Committee, told the council Friday that to make up the difference, the city has been using one-time funds and revenue streams meant for long-term saving to pay for everyday expenses.
We've created bad habits. We repeat them every year, and it's tough for the city.
On the table are solutions like using the one-time revenue of $63 million from selling the city's share of the Coliseum and letting the city's fire and police department shrink by not hiring new employees. Budget talks are scheduled to resume at 10 a.m. on Tuesday. I'm Brian Kranz, KQED News.
The San Jose Earthquakes are celebrating their 50th year as a soccer club tonight, during a match against their rivals, the LA Galaxy, at Stanford Stadium. Former Earthquake winger Shay Salinas is now a club ambassador for the team. He says since the Earthquakes started playing in 1974, the team's fan base has only grown.
It went through some crazy years where they had to go play indoor soccer. They had to leave here and play in Houston. There was name changes. But all along, the soccer community here has been growing and been passionate and dedicated to having a professional soccer team.
Since the Quakes got started, the Bay Area has welcomed several other professional soccer teams, including the Bay FC, who kicked off their inaugural season in the National Women's Soccer League in March. I'm Annalise Finney, KQED News.